And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Going to the text lines right now, Teresa from Town Creek says, we the people have had enough. This is our country, our families, our children and grandchildren. Thank you, Teresa. Keep it moving. Crazy Joe from Decatur sends me a picture of, oh, there you go, a Statue of Liberty, and it just says Mom for Liberty. She was the mom. Brian from Huntsville says, I love her attitude. Tom Petty, you can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. That's classic. Tracy from Athens texted in, says, Yaffe said on his show this morning his wife's been to the Madison Library and that the library has all the alphabet books, LGBT whatever. Yeah, wonderful. But it's also, by the way, a public library, so it's our space to go to. Wiley from Gunnersville. I'm not seeing anything in the news about it, but gas is up 60 cents in 10 days. Also not seeing anything about refilling our strategic petroleum reserves. Meanwhile, our adversaries are licking their chops. Yeah, thank you, Wiley. I'm going to be getting into Bidenomics later in the show, maybe, the way things are going. Who knows? I mean, it's 3:24, and I hadn't even gotten through my stack of dipper number one. JR with no location. JR, tell us where you're from. JR just texted in and says, Colonel Williams, I'd like to compliment the current administration, particularly the executive branch, by saying that I believe they are every bit as honorable as the Khmer Rouge was from 1975 to 1979. Woo! Ron from Tuscumbia, boycott Space and Rocket Center, boycott Madison Library. Need to show up. To go woke, go broke. All right, Ron, boycotting all of it. What else we got here? I just lost my place in the text lines. Roger from Ardmore. Everybody needs to muster at the library and protest the liberal hypocrisy and quit using it. We can order books from Amazon. Go woke, go broke. Here's the deal. I hear that, Roger, but here's what I actually encourage. Go to the library. Go to the library, use the library, and then when you start seeing the library doing things like canceling events that are conservative and putting out, you know, Pride Month, you know, decor, then tell them, hey, I'm a member here, I use this library, and I would prefer it if y'all would stop this. And you know, be there. Make use of it. At some point, they might realize their clientele might actually care. But it only happens if we let them know. JT, Lacey Springs, City of Madison for the library's action needs to be Bud Lighted. That's a new, what do you think, Boom? That's a new, I mean, if you're saying like somebody got Bud Lighted, you know what that means.
I know exactly what it means. I've used it.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah, just we're going to Bud Light them, guys. Just Bud Light them. I mean, it's kind of sad. It's turned into a phrase.
It's sad, but it's also hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's also kind of righteous.
I love it.
It's a little righteous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, JT, Lacey Springs, City of Madison's getting Bud Lighted. Jeff from Hazel Green says, if you don't wean a dog off of sucking eggs from the beginning, the chickens are next. Like Barney Fife says, you got to nip it in the bud. Barney Fife was a sage of wisdom, man. Sage of wisdom. Marcus from Huntsville texted in and says, key difference between the left saying they're going to protest and the right saying they're going to protest is the left is highly likely to make it turn violent. So if the right says they're going to protest, drag queen Scory Hour, it's more likely to be a protest of law-abiding, peaceful citizens. So it's easier to ignore and dismiss. Well, okay, but I'm not advocating for a violent version of doing it, so I hear you, man. David from Huntsville, Bidenomics is a joke, if not so terrible, Russianomics, Saudianomics, Chinomics. Controlling events. Cody from Muscle Shoals just said, there are definitely a lot more of us than there are of them, but it's time for us to come together and step up and take our country back. I hear you, brother, and I completely agree. A couple more here, and then I'll take a phone call. James from Harvest. So I'm sure Bin Laden would love to take that rocket, too, and just make liberal Colorado the next Hunts Vegas. Wow. Shane from Huntsville says, that woman invoked the name of John Wayne. She is now an enemy for life. That's the liberal TikToker protesting everything. And by the way, Boomer just texted in that JR is from Rogersville. We need to put that in there. He's from Rogersville. Yeah, you got a caller on the line? Line one, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well, and it sounds like you folks are also.
We are.
Good deal. I'm thinking, though, that if they cancel that event, can't we all just, all the people that would have shown up, show up anyway and very politely and nicely apply for library cards and see how things slow down?
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. Yeah, somebody else said that earlier. That I think it was maybe it was Jeff from Indiana said that. Yeah, we just if they're going to cancel it, we just show up anyway. We'll just show up and start perusing the books.
I intend on showing up, but if I do show up at that point, I'm going to apply for a library card.
And everybody there should do the same thing: apply for a library card and
right side ruffian shirt on.
And with your right side ruffian shirt on, Boomer just said he didn't have his mic on, but he
indubitably yes. I shall.
Perfect. I like it. See you, brother. I agree. I think Brian's got it, and so did Jeff. I believe is it the reality is go Saturday morning. Unless they change the venue, because we want you to go to the right place. But if they just say, well, we can't have it here, we're just not going to have it, go anyway. Library's open. Go apply for a library card. Become the group of like several hundred who become new library members all at one time, and then have a say in how that library's run. Yeah, how about that? Sabrina from Muscle Shoals is brand spanking new. I see her showing up the text line. Boom, you can patch her into the system there. Oh, you're way ahead of me. And then John from Huntsville says, Phil, here's a picture of the Madison Library. And thank you, John. I see it now. Yeah, it's a beautiful library, by the way. That's a big building with a big, big parking lot. This is going to work. Saturday's going to be an awesome day. You guys just watch and see. Am I hearing music, Boomer? I think I'm hearing music. The pastor is ignoring the music. I'm going to keep preaching. All right. Music's playing. We got a break coming. We'll come right back, and I'll put a lid on Adventures in Woke World. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, by the way, during the break, you hear us talking, you hear the ads, and you hear, the people who are advertising their wares or their businesses. Just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business, all right? We're not owned by the stations that we're playing on right now. We send them our show. And the way we maintain our business, just like any other, is in part by selling ads. So if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, if you hear this show and you're thinking, man, they got it going on. They got big names. They got great topics. Anyway, if you want to line up with us and advertise your business, we'd love to talk to you. Join the team. If you don't call the station, though, you have to contact us. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And click on the place where it says advertising and contact. Send us a message, and we will jump on it and get right back to you. So, we'd love to have you on the team, rightsideradio.org. Hey, I got somebody holding on the line. I want to honor his time. He calls himself the residential conservative atheist from Priceville. So, hey, man, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Phil?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, first off, I'd like to preface that you have the best monologues out there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, brother.
No doubt.
Thank you much.
No, thank you. You're the one doing the service. I'm just listening. Okay. However, my point is, if the Madison City government is going to use the premise that there are too many people that are going to show up, that they need a permit in order to be there, if they're continuing with that dialogue, but they're expecting a protest in advance, then why are the protesters not allowed or made to have a permit in order to protest on government land. I thought that's how it worked.
Yeah, and I don't know for a fact that the protesters aren't required to have a permit. The article I've got here doesn't mention it. It just says that they're planning on being across the street with their own protest and signs and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I would imagine that unless they're on private property, that they're going to have a permit themselves. I don't know, man. But I haven't heard one way or the other. Have you?
No, I haven't. But if it's too late in the game for, you know, Christian people to read child-appropriate books in a public library to get a permit, then why is it not too late for them to get a permit as well?
Yeah,
there's a clear double standard, you know?
I would agree the double standard seems to be pretty thick right now. But, you know, and I don't know that I've heard a whole lot about permitting being the issue, because they've definitely been – you heard Emily Jones a while ago. They've been coordinating with local law enforcement, with the fire marshal, and with the library to make sure that they're doing everything right. So I would imagine – that they've probably already got the permit. Now they're being denied on the basis of A, security concerns, and B, you've got too many people coming. And yet they've got a room that holds 225. So it's.
I talked to the library, it's 250, what they told me.
Oh, really? We'll see.
Yes. They got two smaller rooms that could hold 4 to 6, so you can tack on a dozen of that. And they told me they couldn't give a number for how many could be in the lobby, because that's not clearly stated by the fire marshal.
See, there you go. That's why we have the kind of audience that we have, Boomer. They take care of stuff. Well, listen, man, I don't know what the final word's going to be, but here's my final word. Show up, folks. Just show up. I think it's going to be a great event.
If I don't have to work, you can guarantee I'm going to be there, because last I checked, this is America.
By God. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Stay in the audience, all right?
Absolutely. Every day that I can.
All right, buddy. See you. I love this audience. All right, so I tell you what. Let me move through a few more things here. This situation, we're gonna stay on it. We're gonna monitor what's happening with Saturday. If things go as we hope, we may even have Riley Gaines on the show tomorrow. We're working that angle right now. But all said and done, folks, this is gonna happen. Something's gonna happen on Saturday, and I think it's gonna be good. Let me talk about a few other things though. In the meantime, while this may seem controversial to have a faith, family, and freedom book reading event for children with all their parents in attendance and just the wonderfulness of it, you know, famous celebrities showing up, nobody wearing costumes or drag because, you know, we're actually real people. Daily Wire has a piece that came out yesterday. Daily Wire, I'm at Adventure. Hey, Boomer, I'll tell you what, let's do. Play it.
Adventures in Woke World.
Got to recue ourselves. All right, so now that we've been recued, DailyWire.com, woke world that we are in. An LGBTQ center in Ohio is partially funded by county taxpayers and is holding monthly sessions teaching children as young as 11 the fundamentals of drag. Oh, God. It's called the Colors Plus Youth Center. Colors Plus Youth Center. Why is that the name? I don't know. 15 miles from Cleveland. It welcomes kids ages 4 to 17, and states that it's run by two licensed professional mental health counselors. And by the way, it's partially funded by taxpayer dollars. Here's this, in collaboration with Drag Queen Story Hour Cleveland, we offer monthly drag tutorials on the second Wednesday of every month, led by a local drag performer who teaches the fundamentals of drag, such as makeup, costume design, and performance. Yes, children, here's how you pole dance. The Colors Plus website proclaims youth are able to creatively express themselves in a safe, affirming, and age-appropriate way. There's nothing age-appropriate about this. This is teaching kids how to be sexually provocative. There's nothing. Listen, there was a day when if you found out that there was a guy down the street doing this in his garage with neighborhood kids, there'd be a couple of dads go down there would square some things away. I'm just saying. That was Boomer's got his. Can I get an amen? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We have a revival on that one. All right, at the very least now, speak out, people. We are not called to be of the world. We're called to be in the world, but not of the world. That may mean there's a time when you have to say, yeah, you know what? That's not going to happen. How about this one? Interesting story as we peruse our way through Woke World. Interesting story came out on a website that I just found called Daily Fetched, dailyfetched.com. NBC News torched for claiming that you can't change your race, but you can change your gender. Kid you not, story came out yesterday. Says the logic behind the story made zero sense. If you can identify as a different sex or gender, then indeed you could easily identify as another race. NBC News tried to explain, though. Says practitioners of what they call race change to another. Okay, so here's a new acronym. There are people that call themselves RCTAs. I just learned this. Did you know this, Boomer? Have you heard of an RCTA? This is...
Nope.
I'm glad, actually. I'm very glad.
Nope.
RCTA, it has a name. It has its own acronym. RCTA means race change to another. Well, that's where NBC explains they purport to be able to manifest physical changes in their appearance, even their genetics, to become a different race. They tune into subliminal videos that claim to give them things like an East Asian appearance or a Korean DNA. NBC said those who practice RCTA are in for a rude awakening. Experts underscore it's simply impossible to change your race. But then they go on in the same breath, and they bring in a guy. In this case, he's a black transgender activist. Is he really black? I want to know. Who claims the two are not similar at all. Says when it comes to, this is the expert talking. Are you ready for this? Brace yourselves. When it comes, quote, when it comes to who we are as a racialized people, it's how we present to the world, but it's also how people treat you. What? It's not just putting on the hair and the makeup and talking and walking in a kind of way. That's fetishizing. It's objectifying. It reduces the beautiful, complicated cultures of people of color. But that's not the same as putting on the hair and the makeup and talking and walking in a kind of way if you're trying to pretend that you're a dude who wants to be a chick or a chick who wants to be a dude. This is where we are. This is where we are right now. Woke world is telling you, hey, you can't, y'all, I'm sorry, you cannot claim a different race. But I want some reparations. So if I identify as black, you have to give me money. No, that's not the way it works. Why not? You changed your gender. That's okay, though. Why is it okay? Well, because, I don't know. I think it's just okay. This is the way we're at right now. This is an NBC News story. That's how we are doing. But then you look at people and you think, you know, the Bible says in thinking themselves wise, they became fools. It's impossible to imagine how this could get any weirder. I mean, you can have intelligence, you can have education, and you can still lack wisdom, which means you have no idea how to apply what you think you know. How about like astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson? I mean, this guy is like a celebrity. He's a smart dude. He's like somebody that you would think would be a character on Big Bang Theory. In an interview recently, which, by the way, why is an astrophysicist doing an interview with a sports commentator, Stephen Smith? But okay, whatever. So in an interview with sports commentator Stephen Smith, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist, said sex chromosomes are insufficient for determining a person's gender. Well, obviously, he's outside of his usual realm of science, because I'm pretty sure it's not that way. I realize that astrophysics might be a different plane. Maybe I can't speak to string theory and the things that you deal with on a daily basis, sir, but I am pretty sure I am grounded in reality, and I recognize that a dude is a dude and a chick is a chick. He says this. He says, for instance, if I feel 80% female and 20% male, I might put on makeup. Tomorrow, I might feel 80% male. I'll remove the makeup and wear a muscle shirt. What do you care? What business is it of yours that I fulfill your inability to think of gender on a spectrum? This is what free thinkers do. But there's a former transgender named Chloe Cole, who is now detransitioned. And by the way, she's a strong advocate against trans ideology. And she rebuked this. And she said, how about we stop confusing basic human biology with cosmetics? Like, what a weird jump. She says, if I don't wear makeup most days, which I don't, if I leave the house, does that make me 70% male? So the bottom line is, astrophysicist or physicist or not, the man lacks wisdom. He needs to recognize that science, which he purports to be a part of the scientific community, that science does not say that if you feel that way, you're just going to be that way. All right, we're going to take a break right now. I got a Boomer. Am I going to? I don't know if I can get through all this stuff. did I overdo it today, or is it just so much wokeness in the world? There's like too much food on the buffet, brother.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with yes to both.
All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll wrap up Adventures in Woke World right after this. And then top of the hour, it's that time, Boomer and McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We got some brand new texters in the text strings. I'll just call their names out real quick. Bob from Newmarket. Bob from Newmarket's in new in there, and we appreciate you in the audience. He says the Babylon Bee has a post today on 9 signs that your library is woke, and number 9 is there's a strict ban on food, drinks, and Kirk Cameron. That's pretty classic. And the Babylon Bee is usually always spot on. And then also Linda from Huntsville. Linda from Huntsville is on the text string with us. Says love your show, and please let folks know it's the Madison County Public Library in Huntsville near the Von Braun Civic Center and not the Madison Library in Madison. I did not know this, but I will. You just heard it from us. Anyway, you can also, by the way, go to Brave Books website and check that out. And get clarification there too if you need to. I got a caller on the line. Boom, I see it. Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, what's going on, brother?
Oh man, great show, you and Boomer.
Thanks, man.
I listened to your segment on eminent physicist Neil. Is it Neil Tyson Degrassi?
That's him.
And you know, brilliant guy, but he's evolved from scientist to celebrity. And
yeah,
celebrities who do a lot of TV, get involved with movies, music videos, they tend to start hanging with a certain crowd that colors their political attitudes and informs their thinking way beyond their lane. And the quote you read from him, to me, was one of the most absurd and intellectually dishonest things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
As regards how I feel, if I wake up and feel like I'm 80-20, and if I put on a muscle shirt and once a year, but that's probably, for a man of so-called man of science, one of the dumbest and most intellectually dishonest things I've ever heard. Carl Sagan was my generation's eminent astrophysicist, stargazer, and he was able to admit late in his life that, you know, he felt good that he got involved in documentaries and TV to help, spread the word of good science. But he also found that it made him into a celebrity, which blunted his credibility, in his messaging. And then he was taken too soon, I think cancer. But anyway, I don't know. That was my jaw dropped when I heard what your quote from the.
Well, I did too. That's why I included it in. I'm not getting to get through all my material today for Woke World. It's kind of been a viral session here, but I had to get that one out because it's so inflammatory. It's so over the top. But you made a point about when they hang out in celebrity land, they start trying to sort of buy into the notions as opposed to the actualities. And I look at this and think, you would think that someone of his stature and his education, though, would be able to resist, or at the very least, would provide the counterpoint. But he just apparently caved right on in. And I think that goes to and I hate to just cast aspersions upon a person who I don't even know, but that's a character issue. If you are so quick to capitulate your positions, even though you know you've got the scientific background to counter those positions, that's amazing to me. That's a personal thing. That's a character issue.
No, that's an excellent point. But then again, we humans have been very demonstrated to be very frail when people heap praise on us, right? In simple one-on-one relationships, and in this case, entire media relationships. when people tell you you're awesome and wonderful and brilliant, you tend to fall into to whatever it is that makes them happy. I'm afraid that's what happened with that gentleman.
Maybe so.
I pray he gets his head straight and or at least stays in his lane.
Yeah, exactly. Sparky, appreciate you, man. Have a good afternoon, buddy.
Bye.
All right. And by the way, we got a number of hang on a second. I had a listener. So Steve from Huntsville just said, you said a listener claimed it was the Madison County Library in Huntsville. I do not think so. I actually went to the Madison Library in Madison, spoke to the lady at the counter earlier. Apparently she was under the impression it was that building also. You know what? I think that's right. I think it's actually I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to text Emily during the break, Emily Jones, and just verify. But I believe that it is at the Madison Library in Madison. But verify before you head out on Saturday morning. But I do believe that's correct. JT Lacey Springs says, don't suppress the listeners. Keep working. Who did I suppress? Did I suppress somebody? Amy from Rainbow City says, I have my ticket from Eventbrite to attend the See You at the Library event at the Huntsville-Madison County Library. I'll be there Saturday morning reading my Kirk Cameron book, wearing my Right Side Ruffian t-shirt, whether it's canceled or not. Amy from Rainbow City. Gotta love that. Sweet. Glenn from Bluntsville, he says, I don't know what he's saying. Oh, he says, you and your brother are playing with the toy guns in the backyard. You shoot him, he shoots you. Bang, I got you. I got you first. He says, bang, I can change my race. No, bang, I said you couldn't first. That's what it feels like. It's pretend time. You're right, man. It's like playing a game. What do you want to be today? I'm a furry. Oh, let me spend. It may wind up being the stupidest story of the week in the next segment of Boomer and McQueen, but the guy who spent $14,000 on a very realistic looking suit that makes him look like he's a collie dog, and he went out for his first walk on a leash the other day. Big doings, living his dream. Wow. Anyway, just don't see that working out for you though in the job resume world. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back with Boomer and McQueen. Right Side Ruffian.